it's Wendy, and we are talking about measles in about 10 minutes because we have a bunch of questions we want to get to the bottom of. But right now we're talking Jeopardy, and James Holzhauer is on day number, do we know what this is?
He's won 31 times.
Jeez.
So today will be his 32nd contest.
And 2,000,003, something
like
that. He's
at 2,300. The record is 2,500. He's about 150,000 away.
So. Someone has texted us, James has become the star of Jeopardy. Maybe Alex feels a bit slighted, and when James calls another category so fast between questions, he talks right over Alex, who is trying to make a little comment, I've noticed.
See, there's something to that, but I also think Alex is relishing this, and he doesn't have anybody to goof around with. He's got Johnny, who does the announcements
right.
on the show, but all he does is say, this is Jeopardy, and the contestants' names. So now Alex has a guy he kind of knows, and he can play with a little bit.
Sometimes I think he really likes him and is proud of him, and sometimes I think he is totally annoyed.
Yeah. He goes back and forth all the time.
All right, Pat, you have you had a special moment. You were actually at the taping with James Holzhauer.
Yes, we were there this entire week. We sat in on 5 tapings.
And how I give us a little behind the scenes.
Oh well, you had mentioned that James is quick on the buzzer. Well, you can't see from the TV screen, but. When you're sitting in the audience, you can see there's a little signal light, and it turns green when you can signal in to answer. So that's partially why James is so quick. Is he's he does have the advantage of having these lights to show you when to buzz in.
Well, they all do, and I did read that if you click too early, your button is disabled for like 1 second or something.
Oh.
But that could be a difference.
That's key.
Yeah. So it's all about timing.
Yeah.
And someone said it doesn't matter if you can buzz faster when you have the wrong response. If James is winning, he's winning. I very rarely see, occasionally I see somebody who gives the wrong answer, but usually it's the right answer if you get the buzzer.
More times than not.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Pat, how many people does the Jeopardy audience hold?
How many people are in the audience? It's not very large, actually. Maybe 150.
Uh-huh. And then are you allowed, because they tape a bunch of episodes in a day, are you allowed to stay for more than one, or do they make you leave after one episode?
We went for the morning, so there was 3 tapings that morning, and then it was raining that day. We had nothing else to do, and so we went back for the afternoon taping. So we saw, it was 2 in the afternoon,
you
so
did.
We saw the entire week.
Is it difficult to get tickets to go to be in the studio audience?
Well, I just got lucky. I just went to the Jeopardy website, clicked on the button that says order tickets, and, I ordered tickets. And then the afternoon session, like I say, we just got lucky and went back that afternoon.
When you pressed the button, did you have to order in the form of a question?
Oh, Bertrand.
You can't order until the whole ticket information window is shown, though.
So, Pat, do you have to wait to be seated? What was the buzz? Was everybody talking about James Holzhauer?
Well, no, actually, no. And we were there on the week of March 6th. So that was the day we were there, March 6th. So we've had to sit and wait for these past 10 weeks. And not being able to say a word, because we arrived, and no one knew about James, and no, there was no buzz about him. And we arrived at the show that day, and it was amazing to watch James perform, and you had no clue that this was going to happen.
Oh,
so
man.
It was pretty amazing to watch him in person, and just, 5 tapings in a row on top of it. So,
Do the audience members have to sign anything that they don't reveal something? Because, as you mentioned, I know the contestants, obviously, but is there something you sign, like you will not reveal the outcome to anyone?
No, we didn't have to sign anything, but they definitely, not reprimanded, but they encouraged you to not say anything. Keep it a big secret. This is our secret. And they, mentioned it over and over. So we tried to do our best.
Pat, do they bring James out on one of those things like they used to bring Cleopatra out on, where it's 2 poles with a throne in the middle?
No, I don't remember seeing that. No.
Maybe they do now, not
they
back
probably
in March.
Do now, yeah.
Yes.
Pat, you were part of history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess you could say that. Yes, my 15 seconds of fame. I do want to tell you real quick. Alex is quite the gentleman. He's a very sweet person, and he would come and talk to the audience, of course, in between all the tapings, or even during a commercial break.
Oh,
and,
great!
He was very much the gentleman, and. And then I also, if you don't mind me taking another second or
sure.
two, we were there the day that he dropped his YouTube video announcing that he had pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
And we double checked, and yes, that was truly the day that he dropped the video on YouTube. And so to think that this man was being so gentlemanly and caring and kind,
yeah.
while he's battling this cancer was extra amazing.
It really is, and we've gotten some very encouraging news about that this week, which we all couldn't be more thrilled. We don't want to lose Alex Trebek.
Many of his tumors have shrunk 50%.
Yeah, that's such exceptional news. So, Pat, yeah, thanks for all news. Your expertise. Mm-hmm. Wendy, go ahead.
And Pat, hang on 1 second. We would like to get your information and use you as our Jeopardy correspondent.
Mm.
We may need her.
We'll definitely need her.